This ornate building with its intricate wrought iron balcony is now home to the Charleston Stage Company, South Carolina's largest professional theater production company. The current building you see is not the original structure, but a hotel built around 1809 that expanded on the buildings already here, one of which was a theater called the Dock Street Theater, which was located on the Queen Street, formerly Dock Street, side of the property. The original Dock Street Theater building from 1730 is believed to have been the first building constructed specifically for theatrical performances in America. In 1736, the grand opening of the theater featured a production of The Recruiting Officer by Irish playwright George Farquhar. Having left acting after accidentally stabbing a fellow actor on stage, he later served in the army as a recruiter and drew from those experiences in writing his play. In 1809, it was expanded on and turned into a hotel named the Planters Hotel. It is Charleston's last surviving hotel from the antebellum period. At the time, the hotel's guests were mainly planters from around the state who came to Charleston for the horse racing season. The hotel was well known for its good food and delicious alcoholic drinks. Some believe that the South's famous Planter's Punch may have been created here. The building itself has had several additions to it over the years, as is evident from the differences in brick coloration. During the building's days as the Planter's Hotel, actors performing in nearby theaters routinely stayed at the hotel. Among the guests was Junius Brutus Booth, the father of John Wilkes Booth, Abraham Lincoln's assassin. For our next stop, turn around and view the church across the street.